All right, folks, welcome to the F1 Show. And today, we'll be discussing Valtteri Bottas, who's going to Merck, Pat Simmons from Williams leaves, Paddy Law looks like he's leaving Merck to Williams, and Ferrari is looking at a brand new car in February 2017.
Yep.
And before we begin, that's Karthik Lalit. I'm Ishan Lalit. This show is available on Audioboom, iTunes, and YouTube. So please subscribe and keep up with us so that we can get you all the F1 news as soon as it happens.
And like the show, if you end up liking it at the end of the show.
Right. So let's begin, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. So Valtteri Bottas, the secondary Williams driver... Well, you have to call him secondary because they never named their first driver or the second driver because Felipe Massa was their main driver since last 3 or 4 years. And then he just deteriorated in performance. So Valtteri Bottas looks like he'll be leaving Williams and going to Mercedes, which is kind of strange because, you know, Pascal Wehrlein was their young upcoming talent, and they did not pick him. They rather went to Red Bull at a point of time to Christian Horner and asked for Carlos Sainz Jr., mm-hmm. who's their Toro Rosso driver, who used to race with Max Verstappen and performed better than Danny Kvyat, who was their Red Bull driver. It's kind of confusing, right? So now. What Christian Horner said to Toto Wolff was, "Go get wings." that's his literal words. And he said, "Well, you got Pascal Wehrlein. Why are you looking at Carlos Sainz Jr.? And there is no way they're going to release Carlos Sainz Jr. because he's under contract and he's their upcoming driver."
So, hold on a minute. They have Lewis Hamilton and they have Pascal Wehrlein and they also want Danny Kvyat.
No. Whoa. Yeah. Okay. So, Mercedes has Lewis Hamilton. Nico Rosberg has retired. So, they need to get a secondary driver for Mercedes.
Yeah.
AMG Petronas F1 team. Now, they wanted Carlos Sainz.
I see. And they have to stick with Pascal Wehrlein.
Yes.
Have they picked anyone yet?
That's what they're talking about. Valtteri Bottas from Williams.
I see. So that's the three options in front of Mercedes at this point.
No. Mercedes was looking at Carlos Sainz, but since they can't get him, they're looking now at Valtteri Bottas, and it looks like almost a done deal. They said they'll announce, they'll do the deal after December, and then they'll announce who their driver is, but it looks like Valtteri Bottas.
That's actually a pretty good pick. I mean, regardless of how bad he's been performing on the Williams, I think that's got more to do with the car than the driver, maybe. But it seems like a pretty good deal. I think Bottas is a great driver. I've personally been wanting him to fail as many times as he did because, hello, Force India fans.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's a very good driver. He's very calm behind the wheel. And if I remember correctly, even when Kimi clipped him, his statement was
what the F did he do?
Yeah.
With the F word.
And it was in the calmest tone you can think of.
Well, he's Finnish. And Kimi's also Finnish, and they both don't really... I haven't seen him in rage ever. Which, that is the reason why Pascal Wehrlein lost out to the seats, to the Mercedes seat. Because Pascal Wehrlein is, as the grid puts it, he's a bit volatile. Mm. Okay, now let's move on to Pat Simmons. This matters because if Valtteri Bottas is going to Merck... That's why Pat Simmons is leaving. They have looks like Williams has made a deal with Mercedes. Paddy Law, Mercedes chief technical officer, mm-hmm. or director, whatever, it means the same thing. Okay, looks like most probably he's heading to Mercedes. So Williams has fired Pat Simmons. And this is a big deal because Pat Simmons has been in Williams since 2013. And he's helped Williams get all those podiums. It was a really... the team was failing, okay, until Pat Simmons turned it all around and got all those podiums for Valtteri Bottas and Felipe Massa, you know, the year before this.
Yeah.
So
when they were blazing.
Yes, and he, they, it looks like they fired him, and Paddy Lowe is coming to Merck, coming to Williams. And I have to say this, I'm a little disappointed because, okay, Paddy Lowe is from Mercedes, but he's not that good.
Yeah, and well, this year hasn't Mercedes had a lot more problems than they usually do?
I mean, think Lewis Hamilton has a lot more problems because...
But earlier in the year, Nico Rosberg had problems.
No, he didn't. How many non-finishes does Nico have? None.
That's true, but he did complain of you know the brakes overheating and things like that happening.
Yeah, well, I think that that's a racing thing because... those things happen. The more you push the car, the more your brakes overheat. And he was fighting against Lewis Hamilton.
Well, yeah, that is true. And Lewis did spectacularly blow out in front of the on the track.
But those are engine problems. Paddy Lowe, the chief technical officer of Mercedes, I don't think Mercedes was really, you know, enamored by him. So that's why I think... this is a bad move for Williams.
But the Silver Arrows, man. I mean, just to say in Williams' favor, the Silver Arrows, I mean, they're beautifully designed.
There's a whole other team behind that, too. For me, the contribution of Paddy Lowe is kind of low in Mercedes. You got Toto Wolff there, who's holding the ship together. You got other guys.
You got Niki Lauda there.
Well, Niki Lauda is like a mentor. But Paddy Lowe, I'm not really impressed.
Okay.
We have to talk about Pascal Wehrlein. Because, damn, this kid is having a hard time. Because he got no love from Williams. Because he wanted that Felipe Massa seat.
Mm-hmm.
He got no love from Williams. Force India opt to pick up Ocon. A younger, much more rookie driver than Pascal Wehrlein. And now Mercedes goes looking for Carlos Sainz Jr. rather than one of its own development drivers?
Well, Pascal hasn't... As you said, he's a little hot on the leash. I mean, he kind of goes crazy on the track. But I don't know why Force India didn't pick him because I wasn't really impressed with Ocon either, to be honest.
I don't know. Maybe they saw somebody they can make, they can turn into a brilliant driver.
Regardless, I don't see Wehrlein as a Mercedes driver.
He is a Mercedes development driver.
Development driver, but I don't see him racing their cars on the track. Look at the drivers they've had, man. I mean, Pascal Wehrlein wouldn't be that great a pick.
All right. Well, okay.
Over their other option, Bottas? I mean, come on.
Yeah, well...
really, come on.
At least you can rely on Bottas.
Yeah, you can rely on Bottas.
What do you think, like, Lewis Hamilton and Valtteri Bottas in the same team, what do you think the politics is going to be like? Obviously, Lewis will...
silent.
Well, Lewis is going to dictate all the terms for Mercedes, but...
Let's see how it goes. It's very interesting to me to see. We are expecting another 1-2 year from Mercedes. Anything can happen, but at least that's what I'm expecting, considering the expectations they've generally set. So let's see how Bottas does it. I mean, how he does on the podium.
Who do Williams pick? Do they call back Felipe Massa? The rumors are they might call back Massa because Massa has been a Williams driver. But Massa...
I don't like Massa much.
Well, it's good for Force India that Massa... they pick Massa.
Yeah, but for the team, I don't think Massa's the right choice. And Williams is the kind of team that would respect heritage more over, you know, newer things, at least from all their videos and all their off-the-track footage, that's what I got.
They should rather call Jenson Button, although he's not available. They should call on Jensen Button and say, hey, man, you always wanted to, you started your career with Williams. Why not get in the car? But
I don't think Button would do that.
Yeah.
Plus, as you said, he's still on contract, right?
Yeah, with McLaren. Okay, speaking of cars, Ferrari announced that they'll launch their new car late in Feb. And I might be getting the date wrong. I think it's 22nd Feb.
They made an announcement to make an announcement.
Yes. That's Ferrari. Those are Italians, man. They do things their way. So that's faster than anybody else. At least nobody's announced that they're taking out the car around Feb right now. The grid might, start the launching process soon, but damn it, that means they got something ready.
It's rather interesting to see. I mean, that means they've been working on it for a while. It's already out there. They didn't take a break for as long as everybody else did.
Yeah,
they
said they're not their boss Sergio Marchionne said no Christmas party this year. No Kimi Raikkonen dressed up like Santa Claus. So
plus, he was also breathing down Rivia Bene's neck a little too hard by the end of the season, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He's been famous for saying words like, a car which does not win is not a Ferrari.
Yeah, right. I do remember that. So in that case, I think they all had a very reasonable fire stuck up their ass at that. And they did their jobs pretty quickly. It's kind of good to see that. Maybe the other teams now jump into track. Maybe they all start racing for it. Let's see what comes out of
this. I would like Ferrari to be really up there. I don't... fighting with the Mercs. I would also like Red Bulls to go up there and fight with Mercs.
I would like anybody to fight with the Mercedes at this point. And change the face of the game.
Slightly, please. Come on. But this... If... I think Riva Bene is on his last legs as the Ferrari chief, because with Sergio Marchionne saying those kind of words and Sebastian Vettel looking squirmy around there, oh.
Well, let's see. Maybe he ends up winning this season. Maybe our wishes get answered. Maybe Mercedes is not all that it's made out to be this year. Which is doubtful at best, but I don't know what happens.
No, with 2017 regulations coming ahead and the cars changing with the wider tires and wider cars and much more aggressive sounding cars, I do not see major difference. Well, you can make the cars look better. You can give them the wider tires will give them more traction. The wider car will give you more downforce.
Aren't
you can brake more with a bigger braking disc. But no, those all work in favor for the Mercedes.
Aren't they going to also start fueling in the middle of the race?
I'm not very sure. They keep talking about it and then the teams say something.
Sounds pretty unsafe.
Yeah, well, they can't even have Halo on their cars. And you're talking about refueling? I don't know what's going on. This is FIA nonsense. We'll tell you when
things are more set.
Yeah.
They were also going to get another tire manufacturer in there apart from Pirelli.
That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen?
No. It's like saying Brembo won't make brakes. The whole grid is supplied by Brembo.
Yeah, but a little competition in there might be nice.
Yes, all right. Of course, a little competition goes a long way to change the sport. But there was a time when there were two manufacturers on the grid. Okay, and Bridgestone failed spectacularly. And they threw Bridgestone out.
Well.
So that's why everything is supplied by Pirelli. And plus, Pirelli has an exclusive contract with F1, which they pay a lot for, and they give a lot of tires to Formula 1. They also develop a lot of tires for Formula 1, specifically.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I'm excited for. I mean, thank you for that information. I really don't know the stuff about F1 as much as he does, but I know one thing I'm excited about. These new rules, I don't know. I think they might change something. Anything to depose Mercedes of that spot, really, at this point. But
depose? Wow.
They've been crowned, man. 3 years in the running, they've been top. Oh. 4 years in the running, they've been top. I mean, I would have said the same thing for Red Bull when they were on a streak. So
yeah, man, I hated Sebastian Vettel. And today I just hope Sebastian win a GP, man. Win a GP. He's grown up. He's really sarcastic. He's a lot of fun. And I want him to win.
Yeah, I mean,
compared to Touchy Williams, Hamilton. Yeah.
Well, see, I've been a big Hamilton fan throughout the season, especially because of the Hamilton-Nico battle, and I just couldn't get myself to liking Nico as much.
I love Nico. Nico Rosberg recently tweeted out that after his retirement, I do not know what to do with my time. I'm really worried. What am I going to do? Well?
A talk show?
He can speak multiple languages. Mm. He can do a talk show.
A multilingual talk show.
No, he can be on German TV, he can be on Italian TV, he can be on English TV. Go ahead, Nico. The world is yours.
Yeah, you're a champion.
You know what? In about a couple of years when you're bored, you can always come back.
It's always nice to see that, you know. Not always, though. I wasn't very happy with Schumacher's return.
Or people keep talking about Mark Webber's return. I go like, no. No, no, no. Not everybody's Kimi Raikkonen.
Yeah.
Anything to add, bro?
No, nothing more apart from it's going to be interesting to see what happens next season.
Yeah, it is. It is. And we'll keep you covered with all the F1 news. Everything F1 right here on Sexual Radio. That's Karthik Lalit. I'm Ishan Lalit. This show is available on Audioboom, iTunes, YouTube. Please subscribe there. Like this video if you like it. If you don't like it, you know what to do.
And share it too, if you like it.
Right. And we'll catch you next time. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.